this is the year of the favor of the Lord now. And I'm telling you, God's favor, He's going to honor those that honor Him, and He's going to show it by favor and honor, and all kind of good things are going to happen to God's people. Don't mean you're not going to have troubles and trials. They're there. They're going to be there. But there are opportunities for higher up in the Lord. So if I was going to title the sermon this morning, it would be Having a Thankful Heart. And I could just feel this morning that sometimes if we're not careful as Christians, we can start off right having thankful hearts, and because God delivered us. You know, and that's what they did. The children of Israel came out, and God rolled back the Red Sea, and boy, they shot out there, and they began to sing praises to God, and I mean rejoice. They had just seen God deliver them from their enemies, and I mean destroy their enemy. The sea closed on them. He said they'd see them no more. And then they get out in their trials and they start having an unthankful heart. You know, and the Lord told me this morning, He said, one of the keys to more of me in your life is being thankful for what I've done in your life. You know, and Paul, the Apostle Paul said in one place, he said that he had learned how to abound, he had learned how to do without, he had learned in whatever state I'm in to be content. You know, and I know in my life over the years, you know, I mean, I wanted a lot of things, newer vehicles, and believing God for business, and it looked like everybody was prospering, the sinners were prospering, and people without God wasn't going to church and wasn't sacrificing, they were prospering, but I kept a thankful heart. I told the Lord, I said one time, I said, Lord, your word says, envy not the sinner when he prospers, for he'll soon be cut off, Lord. I'm not going to look at him, Lord. I'm going to thank you where I'm at. I'm going to thank you. I was asking the Lord one time. I said, Lord, I said, I would like to have a nicer truck with air conditioning. And at that point, I'd never had a truck with air conditioning, you know. And I'm going to the jails, and it's hot and different things. And my truck was all, the fenders were nearly, I mean, it was just rusty truck, you know. It was a good truck, and it was a Loma-based Chevy, had a car drivetrain and engine in it, you know. But anyways, I'm on my way and I'm sweating, you know, before I get to the jail and everything. And the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord says, you won't take care of this one, you know. Take care of what you got. And so I thought, man, you know, in order for God to, I'm not thankful for this one. So I started washing that truck and waxing that truck. And time the Lord gave me, He did give me a newer vehicle. When He gave me one, I'd done built the fenders back because you couldn't get the wax out by waxing it, you know, waxing it and keeping it. And I was learning, God was teaching me then, you know, to be thankful where you're at. You can believe me for more, but don't get dissatisfied where you're at. Be satisfied in Him where we are and have a thankful heart, you know. And I started thanking God for that truck, and I started washing that truck and taking care of that truck. I started honoring God with that truck, you know, and just in my heart, you know, and before you know it, I mean, we're going down the road, and my brother, he said, hey, man, look at that truck, you know. He said, there's your truck. He knew I was believing for a truck, you know, and I'm believing God to make it happen. I mean, I know that I can't make it happen. I mean, another truck, you know, where I was at in life, no credit, no nothing. I knew that everything that I got was going to have to be God. And, you know, that's a good place. Don't get to the place to where you don't lack anything and you don't trust God anymore. You know, and keep a heart of gratitude towards the Lord. You know, even when you get to a certain degree of victory, stay there. You can lose it. You can back up. You can slack up on your gratitude towards the Lord and your thankful heart towards the Lord. I will never forget where I came from. I will never forget where I was at. And I will never forget the things that God has done to get me where I'm at. I'm in a good place. I'm attacked and have trials just like all the rest of us, you know. But how many knows the more we trust in and rely on the Lord, the more thankful we will become. See, the more that we rely on and trust in Him, the more thankful we will become. And how many knows we must on purpose be thankful? I remember when the Lord had brought me up and I had good credit and I could pull on a car lot and get anything I wanted. I knew it. I knew anything I wanted that I would be able to get, you know. And so I went in and I picked out a truck and I said, I want to drive that truck. And they said, drive it, take it home with you, you know. Just whatever you want, keep it a day or two, you know, or whatever. And so anyhow, I went back and I told them, I said, I want this truck right here. And so I went to the bank and just immediately, you know, and I got in that truck and it was really nice. I never had one really that nice. I'd had a brand new one before, but yeah, that's before I got saved. I'm talking later on. I'd never had a truck this nice, you know, and I'd seen Christians and non-Christians, you know, that when things started happening and they worked, if you work hard, you can work hard and get a good name. You know, you can. I mean, there's people out there who works hard. But there's a difference coming up and getting a good name the way I got it. I trusted God, and I believed the Word, and I believed a good name. But anyways, I pulled out, and I shut that truck off, and I sat there, and I said, God, I said, I just want to thank you right now, God, that you're honoring me with a good name. And it's rather to be chosen than fine gold. And I just want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Father, for you raising me up to where I am, God, and I'm going higher. But, Lord, I thank you that this truck will not ever move me off of being thankful to you and giving you gratitude, you know. And why I was doing that on purpose, because I purposed in my heart that as God raised me up, that nothing was going to change my loyalty to the Lord in these things, you know. And so I on purpose stopped and did that and believed God that he would help me not get high-minded. Because, you know, and when we're trusting in the Lord and we purpose to be thankful, even though you might be in a bad place right now today. You know, it might be hard for you to be thankful for where you are today, you know, but do it by faith. You do it by faith. You say, Lord, thank you, Lord. Now, we don't thank God for sickness and disease and all of that. We should stand against that, and we should, you know, fight the good fight of faith and resist sickness. And you know, we're not thankful when we're sick. You got to stay balanced. You fight against that. But you can come to God and say, God, I thank you that I am the healed. I am healed. God, I thank you, Lord. And how many knows that a thankful heart in having a thankful heart towards the Lord will keep you in faith. It'll help you stay in faith. It'll cause strength. Trusting in the Lord when our heart is trusting in the Lord, it brings joy. You might not feel it. Joy's not being happy. Joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy is a force. Joy is something like a supernatural well that comes out of your innermost being right in the middle of you're not happy. See, that's why the mind can't comprehend the things of God. Flesh don't receive the things of God. But this is our spirit man. And we have spiritual ears and spiritual eyes and spiritual understanding quickened by the Holy Spirit that might not make sense to people that are not where you at. I mean, I've had people to tell me before, who do you think you are, man? I mean, you know, you're always saying you're blessed going in, blessed going out. It makes them sick. And I'm like, well, why would I want to say something that I'm not? Well, you're always talking about money. Well, go ahead and dump all of yours out. If you want to complain about me being blessed and people being blessed, just get rid of all of yours and see how you feel. Come on, somebody. See, be thankful when God's blessing somebody. I'm thankful those big ministries have got jet planes that they can fly to Uganda and fly medical supplies over and fly doctors over and fly, and pay millions of dollars to go in the living rooms of people that gripe about what they got. But you know what? One of their keys is they don't hardly read the junk mail. They don't listen to the junk news that people say about them that's coming out of an ungrateful heart towards a grateful God. And so one of the things that I believe they do that I do is I keep my heart thankful toward the Lord. Hallelujah. See, most people that criticize people that are blessed of the Lord, you're going to get persecution is why I'm saying this. I'm not a complainer about people griping about because I got money and 5 trucks and, you know, business and everything I need. My God said He would supply all of my needs according to His riches. They need to go read my Bible and see how come I am where I am. You are where you are. And you are not even where you're going to be. God is going to do supernatural things. He's going to speed things up in this earth, in this last hour, to bring a harvest of not just souls, but He's going to bring us up and give us revelation. And we're going to operate in supernatural things like we've not seen before, because there is going to be a harvest of the church, fruit, and everything, and lost people. But how many knows we gotta make sure that we don't get in an unthankful heart. Don't let an unthankful. I wish I didn't. You know, believe in God. There's times that I've thought I want a different job. Hey, you're on your own business. You got it made. You don't even know what you're saying. Owning your own business don't mean you got it made. It means you got a job just like everybody else has got a job. It means you got more responsibility than everybody else that's clocking in and out. Well, you get to do what you want to do. No, you got that wrong too. You don't do what you want to do if you follow God. The hand of the diligent bears rule. That means you go to work every time. I am doing things and the phone rings and I lay my life down and jump in my truck and go to work. See? And so there's times when I thought, I would just like to have a job. I don't care if it's Walmart. I'd be the best thing Walmart ever got. I mean, ain't nobody work good as me and diligent and all of that stuff, you know. And because of where I'm at, Johnny, because of the pressure, and I would have to stop and stop that and stop and say, no, Lord, thank you for my job. Thank you, Lord, for my job. I thank you, Lord, that I enjoy my job. I thank you, Lord, that I'm strong in faith in my job. Why am I telling you? Because you may be working for somebody else and you're unthankful for where you're at, but you've got to start praising God. You got to start saying, Lord, thank you, Lord. Promotion comes from you, Lord. Lord, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. What are you doing? You're trusting in the Lord now, and it will bring joy to you. It'll generate joy. Trusting in the Lord brings satisfaction. The most dissatisfied people on the planet are people that have been born again and they don't follow on trusting in the Lord. They get dissatisfied. Dissatisfied with church. Dissatisfied with marriage. Dissatisfied with their jobs. Dissatisfied with relationships. They just get dissatisfied on the inside when it's not all that. It's not the relationships. It's not the marriage. It's not the job. It's the dissatisfaction that comes from being unthankful to God. Our heart. That's right. The Bible says in Proverbs over there 3, it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to our own. In all of our ways, acknowledge Him and He'll direct our path. Well, did you know being thankful is acknowledging God? You're giving him praise most of the time. You know, and I'm not just talking about start getting thankful when you start having trouble. No, just have a thankful heart. Develop a thankful heart. Thank you, Lord, for my husband. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my kids. Thank you for my grandkids, Lord. Thank you for my plum trees, God. Thank you, Lord. I just told the Lord yesterday, I said, Lord, thank you. This freeze ain't looking real good on my fruit, but I thank you, Lord, that I declared and you declared that we'd have, and I said, thank you, Lord, for my bumper crop harvest. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, this cold freeze couple of nights is going to enhance the harvest that I'm going to get this year. Where I could be saying, God, I don't understand why you're letting it get so cold, God. I mean, you know, this is awful. This is going to, I can become unthankful. Unthankful over a bunch of fruit. Come on, somebody. Get like run day now. Come on, somebody. And what's his name? That missionary. He says it too. Ronald C., yeah. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You know, it gets on some people's nerves. That's all right. Come on, somebody. If it gets on your nerve, come on. Come on up. Be thankful you got a voice. Be thankful you got ears to hear. Come on, somebody. You know, Paul said, in all things, give thanks to the Lord. In all things, give thanks. I mean, I've been going through some affliction, you know, and different things for 5, 6, 7, 8 months. Look, my trials last a lot longer these days. You know, I thought 3 months was going to kill me back under 2008-09 that lasted a year or two. I made it, Johnny. Glory to God, I made it. I had to thank God through that trial. I had to thank him week after week, month after month, man. I mean, praise God, but you know what? Praise the Lord. When you're thankful to the Lord, it brings strength to endure. It gives you strength to endure the hardship that you're going through and will go through. Trusting in the Lord brings joy. Trusting in the Lord brings strength. Trusting in the Lord brings a thankfulness up. Causes thanksgiving unto God, the Bible, Paul said. Because God delivered me, I'm thankful. I mean, today I am thankful. I'm thankful every day. I told Travis the other day, and I told him, I said, you know, I said, the Lord has given me a chance in a lifetime. I said, you too. I said, and here I am. I've got to work with my son his whole life. And we work well together. And I'm thankful for that. I'm very thankful for that. I don't see that out here much in the world. I don't see it. I don't see how father and son gets along out there too much. You know? So why I'm saying this is I've got a lot to be thankful for. You've got a lot to be thankful for. You might be having circumstances that might not be favorable, but don't let it get you bitter. Don't let it get bitterness in you. Don't let it do that because it'll zap you of your satisfaction that you once had in the Lord. See, when I got saved, all my surroundings really didn't matter because I knew something happened to me. I got up, you know, and I had this confidence on the inside knowing that somehow that my life was going to get better. That was faith. I didn't know what it was. And so that gave me hope, you know. And then, you know, as I went on, you know, me and Teresa talk, you know, and we'd be like, no wonder Satan tried to destroy us before we got saved. No wonder. I mean, he tried to keep us apart. He tried to destroy us. He tried to destroy our life. No wonder. We'd say that we hadn't been saved very long, you know. We'd be like, no wonder. He knew what was going to happen. He knew we was going to start the church. He knew we was going to take Travis to church. That's about deep as we was, Johnny. We didn't think nothing about a worldwide ministry. Man, what are you talking about? I mean, you know. And now look. Y'all, we're worldwide. God. It's not me. It's not Teresa. It's y'all. I mean, when the Lord begins to open doors up for me to go minister, I'm called to this world. Then I'm going to say, "Hot Johnny, you take Wednesday night. All right, Monty, you take so and so. We'll pray and find out." And then guess who's going to be up there saying, "And if y'all sit in church, I'm telling you, missing out on you're dishonoring God. If you're not going to church and you can't go to church, you're dishonoring God. You ain't going to be thankful. You are going to be dissatisfied." See, satisfaction comes from trusting in, walking with, leaning on, being thankful. You know, if you ain't got faith, it's going to be hard to be thankful when you're battling sickness. If you ain't got no faith and confidence in God, you're going to be at the mercy of the doctors. And I feel for Christians that are at the mercy of the doctors. Now, I'm not belittling doctors. They do their very best, but they're not healers. And they get hopeless themselves. They walked into my mama and they're like, "Oh, Mr. Weston, there comes a time when you're just going to have to let them go." You know, they got hopeless too. You know, they're looking at it like this is over for this old woman. And your faith is causing her to stay here and suffer. See what I'm saying? They had no faith. They didn't have no faith that the God that I knew was able to raise not just my mama. I've seen way more than that. And if he can do it for them, he can do it. And you know what? I have to be thankful that God is able to heal people. See, if you keep a thankful heart, you will stay in faith. It'll be easier for you when God tells you go lay hands or pray for somebody or something, you know. These people on Facebook, they get on there and they're putting all this stuff on there, you know. "I'll pray and I need to," you know. And it's just a rich, you don't feel it. You don't really feel it. You don't feel they're engaged with God. See, the more you grow, the more that you'll connect with the Spirit, which is God, and not. And so, when I do that and I scroll and I don't feel it, you know, I don't start judging them. I say, "Lord, I thank you, Lord, that there's going to be a word spoke on Facebook that'll touch them, that'll get them in relationship with you, rather than getting people on Facebook." I don't know if people on Facebook praise or not. I'm not going to put my life out there to see if they will. A lot of them gives a thumb up, and they forgot all about what they thumbed up on. 10 minutes and 43 people later, they done forgot what the... "Did I say I'd pray for somebody in there?" No. See, these people on Facebook just don't know it. They are some of us sitting out here watching all the wishy-washy stuff that they don't even follow God, and we know and we're wise and we're praying for salvation for them. We're praying for deliverance for them, Lord. Lord, deal with them by your Holy Spirit. Don't be a Facebook Christian. Be a church-going follower of Christ. Hallelujah. See, and we got to be, I'm thankful for Facebook. I'm really thankful, you know. I mean, we've been banned off of YouTube and, you know, but you know, I learned something. I went down on the streets back down yonder in 1995 or 6, and I had some ministers, some people was coming and different people from other church and letting them sing, you know, do the songs and different things. Kind of like a real church service like we have here just on the streets. Set up, you know, speakers and different things. And we started at 7 o'clock on a Friday night. Well, I had read how that Jesus was over in Jerusalem, and he went up on the side of the mountain, and he spoke, and his voice went to multitudes of people, multitudes. I thought, before this happened, I thought, man, you know what? The Holy Ghost must have carried his voice all over, you know, caused it to go for miles or something. Well, had this preacher, minister one time, And he was helping me. He said, I'm going to go help you get the speaker set up and the lights and all that. I said, well, that's good, man. Come on, man. We'll labor together in the Lord, you know. God will bless you for that, you know. And so we get it all set up, and the Alabama 2 outlet was down there at that time. And I won't go through the story how that happened, but I was there miraculous. I was there on the street because God told me what to do, and I went. But anyways, he works on things. That's the way he does. When God's wanting us to do something, we just begin to thank him when all odds are against us. Well, got it all set up, went over there, plugged it in, and the power, he forgot to leave the power on. So we didn't have no lights and no speakers and all of that. And that preacher, he come over there and he said, hey, he said, look, man, he said, this is not good. I said, yeah, this is not good. He said, well, I'll tell you what better do. He said, you stand at that, you go down there at that entrance, and I'll go down here at this entrance, and we'll just tell them there's no service tonight. Like that, and I'm fired up. I'm like, nah, I didn't even think that now, you know. And I looked at him, and I said, no, we will not do that. I said, no. I said, listen, God is God without lights, without those speakers. I said, God took Jesus' voice and carried it to the multitudes. I said, and he'll carry my voice. I said, we're starting, we're not calling it off. I'm not going to call this service off. Well, I done had a word. I done fasted that week, man. I done fired up. I done got a vision of people being healed and stuff of my thinking, what God, I mean, I'm going out there expecting signs, wonders, and miracles, man. I mean, I'm laying and imagining what could happen on that street if God just shows up. Just like here, I'm like, God, they're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And somebody will say, well, I ain't seen none of them. Well, we see them. Where they at? They're just on their way. How long are you going to wait on them? Oh, I've been waiting 21 years. Another 10 won't hurt nothing. Right? Been waiting 21. Might as well 10 more. Ain't? Might as well. 10 won't be as long as 21. See, when you're thankful to the Lord of what you got, it'll cause you to keep vision for what you're going to get. It'll cause faith to be there and take you into what you believe God's going to do. Anyways, anyhow, he said, are you sure, man? I mean, it's bad. I said, no, it ain't bad. I said, look, God is God without electricity. I said, we're going to have service. And so I get out, start up there to start the service off, and I heard a car. It slid in there. I mean, praise God, I mean, I'm going to the podium, and it was him. He had drove all the way back from Pinson. He had got all the way home. And I mean, he went in there and flipped the breaker at 7 o'clock. What if I'd have quit? What if I'd have backed off? What if I hadn't had a thankful heart being on that street? I didn't like going on the street, to be honest with you. Especially when Jack Herman had all week back-to-back loads of sheetrock, leaving at 5 in the morning, and then going down there and unloading, and they got another truck loading up, headed your way, waiting, giving you time. And on Friday, you so wore out from the week, you wish you wasn't going on. So don't, you know, people say, well, you don't understand, I've been tired. Really? Really? Oh, you can't tell me nothing about all that. You can't convince me that God's grace, if you will be thankful, just like Sandy this morning, thank you, Lord, let the weak say that I'm strong. And then her husband said, who are you talking to in there? Right? He didn't say, tell your husband you're strong. Or let everybody know, hallelujah, you're strong. He said, no, let yourself say that you are strong. What was she doing? She was rejecting the feelings that are coming to her to stop her from what she's doing right now. And in whatever ailment she had, I believe that when she comes here, that thing has to move. Well, you know, we had one of the best nights I'd ever been on the streets that night. Praise God. I mean, the parking lot just filled up, you know, and everything. And till the people, a lot of people coming on that street, and then they come down there and they say, hey, you're going to be our pastor. And I'm like, what? Yeah, we done found a building. We found a building, you're the pastor. I said, well, God ain't told me nothing about that. I said, no, God ain't told me nothing about it, but you're anointed. I know I am, but still God ain't told me nothing about that. See, what Satan was trying to do is get me out of the will of God. That's why I teach a lot on the will of God here. If you believe it's God's will that you go to church here, don't you let a revival. Some people told me they was in ministry one time, Matt, and so some of their kinfolk come out of town, and they going to go under them, and they didn't show up to do their ministry. I didn't know nothing about it till I got here and didn't show up. So when I did talk to them after church, I told them, I said, you know what? I said, I don't care if Jesus comes to town and he goes to that church right over there. I said, you be here, not where Jesus is. You've got an obligation to Jesus. Made them mad. They're not here right now. Made them mad, Mac. That's fine. They had their opportunity to get some correction because they were wrong and get some instruction, praise God, and so that their life wouldn't be nowhere today. They are nowhere today. You know, I'm thankful for y'all guys when y'all challenge me. I really am. Y'all sharpen me up. Y'all cause me to lean on Jesus. Lean on me when you're not strong, when you need a friend, somebody to lean on. The church will make you lean on Jesus. And that's a good thing, Mac. That is a good thing. Because when I lean on him, when I trust in him to help me, I've went to the Lord before and I said, God, am I going to be able to carry on, God? Am I going to be able to carry on? And you know what? He sent a word through Jensen Franklin to me. He didn't really answer me. God didn't. But I knew the answer. Trust the Lord. Well, Jensen Franklin went to the Lord and he asked the Lord, am I going to be able to carry on? To run this ministry or whatever the case might be. And he told Jensen, he said, and the Lord spoke to me and said, you can, you will if you lean on me. And I thought, there's my answer. Glory to God. Because, you know, when a lot of people are going through and they've got a lot of things going on in their life, and I know that it's trying to turn them away from the will of God, it tries to bear on me. I want to go to their house and sit down and say, God, man, don't do that. You know, do this. I mean, I would be running everywhere trying to put out fires, but I don't. The Bible says casting all your care. How many knows that? When you're casting your care, that's really you trusting in the Lord. You're really trusting in the Lord. We got to make sure that we stay thankful. And I've learned, life will teach you that. Life will. Life will either make you bitter or it'll teach you how to be thankful. You can let life teach you how to be thankful towards the Lord. You can let your kids. When your kids ain't acting just right, when your daughter-in-law ain't acting just Beth, not Beth. Some of y'all's got daughter-in-laws. Mine's one of the best. She's but you know, I've seen daughter-in-laws that people wish they had never got. Little hellcats. They some wild Indians out there, Mac. They some that can drive Christians insane if they let them. Travis told me one time, he said, God, Dad, he said, messed up people are drawn to you, Dad. The church is full of messed up people. It wasn't y'all. That's before y'all. Y'all was second round, third, fourth round, fifth round. Y'all are good. Y'all got it together, man. I mean, I've had some didn't have it together and didn't want it together and ain't going to put it together. They're just there to be all apart. We just come to church all apart. We come. Maybe we won't hinder y'all. Yeah, you hindered me when you pulled up and seen your car. I had to get in faith when I pulled up. Come on, somebody. Some of y'all need this. You do. Because you've got to learn to be thankful when they get... I mean, I pulled up and I'm like, what is Zach thinking? He backed in there in his van. You notice it? He backed in behind... I come up one day and he had his pulled in Johnny's spot and I said, that's not good. He knows Johnny parks there. Man, he just want to be out front now. You know, I'm like, well, this is Johnny's opportunity. Park somewhere else, you know, I guess. You know? And then they come in and I'm like, what was Zach thinking? He backs in her. How did he get backed in her like that? We pull this way. See what I'm saying? Y'all might not have thought nothing about it. And I'm thinking, what was he thinking this morning? Hallelujah. But you know, I thank God for Zach. I really do. I thank God for him. I'm very thankful for him. Park however you want. Just don't park sideways in the driveway. I had somebody to pull right across the driveway and park coming in church. And I'm like, what's wrong with them? You can't even drive through there. So I went out there and I said, hey, man, I said, reckon you could get out of the driveway? I said, are you going to park there? Yeah, my truck's there. I said, are you serious? I said, people got to go around this way, man. I said, go back up there. You know, back it up at that ditch up there, you know. Well, are you serious? I said, nah, just stay right there where you're at. It's fine. Nobody else don't need to park nowhere. He goes out there, might have ruined his whole service, Mac. I don't know, but God, man, we love you. Now he come on in. I'm sorry, man. I said, it ain't no big deal, man. He said, I just had a lot on my mind, man, when I parked out there. I wasn't really thinking. I said, that's fine. I said, I didn't mean to be arrogant with you there, but there's a lot more goes to church here other than you. Well, you know what? Sometimes the Lord, he'll just point blank deal with us. And we'll be like, who do they think they are? Went in one time and this guy, I'm like, me and my brother, we wound up in the Lord, man. I mean, we just, boy, we're like, this, and but we didn't mean that we was trust the Lord. And he said, well, all this I stuff I hear y'all saying, where's God in all that? And I looked at him, we was putting in garage doors for him. And I thought, who does he think he is? So we finished the job up, got in the truck, and I told Preston, I said, who do you think he is? Tell us, this, that, where's God? I said, he don't even know God's in me. Like that, you know. And then went on down the road when I got over that little temper tantrum like Aiden has every now and then. He's 5, you know, has these little temper tantrums. After I got over my little temper tantrum, I thought, well, he's probably right. I said, well, he's right. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. I have been saying a whole lot. Me and him a whole lot. And Lord, since you got that word to me, Lord, I'm going to change. I'm gonna put you above I. Which I wasn't meaning nothing by it, really. But I just got in the habit. I'm going to do this. I wouldn't say it. I'm going to do this in Jesus' name. I'm going to do it. That's what I meant. But see, I was presenting I to him. And so he brought some correction. And I thought, well, I won't do that again, Lord. Praise God. I'm going to say in the name of Jesus, I will do this and this. Give me that Psalms 5, Beth. I think I want it. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. He gonna cause you to rejoice. You will rejoice because you put your trust in him. He said, let them shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. He says, those that trusted, we've been talking about trusting. Trusting in the Lord brings joy. Trusting in the Lord causes you to have supernatural strength. trusting in you. Other people won't have strength like you have if they're not trusting in Him. Trusting in the Lord brings a sense of thankfulness to our heart, because we know that He delivers us. We know that He defends us. We know that He blesses us with favor. I've got favor in a lot of my business because I expected it. This is the year of the favor of my God. I don't know about you, but I'm going to lay hold of it. He said, I told Travis, I'm believing for double this year what I made last year. Double. Well, you got to pay more taxes. I don't care. I already pay a good bit of taxes. And I don't care. I'm like Jimmy Crack Corn. I don't care. I'm on Jimmy Crack Corn. I don't care about the right stuff, see. I don't care. I'm not looking at consequences. I'm looking at a God that is able to bring in. I read it in the Bible where he paid His taxes and Peter threw a fish. Hallelujah. And some of you, I don't really have that problem. Yours is something else. Every time I go to prosper, something knocks me down. Well, there's yours. I could say that. I could say that. I mean, the first job on this new contract, the contractor that the Lord brought into our gates, praise God, the first week was, I mean, it was awful. It was a disaster. Nothing went right. Nothing worked right. Nothing was right. Nothing felt good. Nothing. I didn't want to go to work. I didn't want to hear Travis. I hated it when he got on the lift and, I mean, he's a grunter. I mean, the dude will bend over and stand up at times and grunt. And I'm like, what'd he grunt for this time? He is a smacker. I mean, he chews his lunch. And I mean, it's like I'll turn on secular music not to hear that. I mean, that's how irritating that can be to you. I mean, I'm like, man, chew with your mouth shut. It don't taste as good. I mean, somehow he moves that around with his tongue and smacks out in the car. And then when he drinks, I mean, he gets a half of a foot long, chews it up at one time. And so when he swallows, it sounds like a bunch of horses running down through. And have you ever went and heard the horses drink? Whenever you carry them to drink, it goes, groom, groom. So you see, 2 hours, one way. Hallelujah. But you know what? Year after year, Mac, week after week, I stay in a right spirit. I'm thankful my son is in the truck. I'm just telling you, man, that can be a bitter pill. I mean, you know, I mean, you can let all of that get on your nerves to the point till you don't enjoy your son or enjoy your company or dread eating with them. But you know what? I don't know where all that come from. Give me 95, Beth. Y'all got it anyways. Come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with what? Thanksgiving. Let us come sing to the Lord. Let us come before, and not just in church. Not just in church. I sang to the Lord. I sang the songs of 93.7 to the Lord when they're worship songs. Then when I sang the other ones, I let them be a part and integrate into my life of victory or whatever the song is. I sang it to the Lord. That's making, he says, and let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms, with singing. But we're to come before his presence with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. I was thinking about it this morning. I was thinking, God, we need to be thankful. You said give thanks in all things. You know, now I don't thank God when somebody gets killed in a car wreck. Thank you, Lord, you needed another little angel. That's wrong. Somebody's life's cut short on this planet that was not the will of God. What if God told them don't get in the car? What if God told them to stay at home? What if God seen the danger? Then don't blame God. The Lord told me one time I was going down and this company was going out of business down in Birmingham, garage doors. And I told him, I said, I'm going to come down. We might be interested in buying you out. So I talked to my brother. Yeah, let's go. He said, I ain't got time to go. You just go down there, and whatever you want to do, that's what we'll do. And so I get up that morning. Teresa, she said, I don't feel like you're supposed to go. I just don't feel like you're supposed to go, you know. And I said, I thought to myself, well, that's crazy. What's after the devil? Not want me to go buy them out. You know, and I said, well, you know, I got the angels, you know, and I thought, well, I went on down there, went into that company and looked over everything and talked over everything, praise God. And while I was in there, somebody T-boned my truck. They jacked it up bad. I come out and I thought, good Lord, what airplane flew down here and hit it? I mean, it was just bowed in. So I called the law, and, well, it's in a public parking lot. There ain't nothing we can do about it. We don't have no idea who done it anyhow, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'm standing there, and I said, okay, thank you, officer, left. And I'm standing there, and I'm thinking, I was not supposed to be here. Had I listened to Teresa that morning, I wouldn't have been down there. They wouldn't have T-boned me. I didn't buy those doors either. So all that got me was a messed up truck, Mac. That's why it's important for us to be led by the Spirit of God. And the more thankful we are in our hearts, the easier it will be to know what God is speaking to us. It says, but let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise, sing to the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Somebody told me I can't hold tune in the bucket. God don't say, that's not what that means. If you can't sing, practice. Right? You want to play a guitar, what do? You start practicing. The more you play, the better you get. I'm going to sing and make glorious melody to the Lord when I sing. And I'm not saying if you can't hold a tune in the bucket, it's the same. It's the same different. Worship comes from the heart. But put your heart in it. Hallelujah. Put your heart in it. Give me that 1 Corinthians 15, I guess, Beth. Hey, we didn't get to 27, did we? Let's go to Psalms 27 first. I might just close with this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, my foes come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Go ahead. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That's one reason I come to church. The other one is forsake not the assembling. I got both of them in my heart years ago. House of the Lord all the days of my, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide thee in me in his pavilion. In the secret place, secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. He's done that. His name is Jesus. The word pavilion, I looked it up years ago. The word pavilion means a screened in place. It means like you're in a place and you've got a I seen it like this for my own life when the Lord spoke that scripture to me and I read that. I could see, now where I lived, mosquitoes was really bad in the evening, you know. And I thought to myself at one time, well, I ought to screen the front porch in, you know, and then the mosquitoes and stuff couldn't get on the front porch. But I never did. But whenever I was studying that, the Lord spoke to me. He said, pavilion, he said, go look it up. And I went and looked it up, and it says a screened in place, a place you're hidden from your enemies. You're hidden. I mean, you don't get trouble. Other people get trouble that, I mean, you don't get. I mean, he gives his favor to us. Be thankful to God in good times. And I'm going to close with this. Be thankful to God in good times and bad times. Thankfulness, and the Lord spoke this to me, he said, thankfulness is a strong, it'll cause you a major strength builder. He said it is a major force that helps you to build strength. He said you can't be thankful in your own self. He said, I gave you a heart of thankfulness. I put in you a new heart. And I write on the tables of your heart the Word of God so that it can help you be thankful. Thankfulness is a way to stay in faith. So if you're having trouble being unthankful, this is a word for you today. And I mean, I could just almost hear this morning people say, well, you don't understand what I'm going through. No, I don't, but God does. And God knows He wants you to be thankful so He can pavilion you, so He can be your light, He can be your strength, He can be the one that bears you up in pressure, that holds you up in pressure, praise God. So, practice this week if you're having trouble being, and I'm going to practice it anyways. I forgive people before they do anything to me. I heard a preacher say that, and I thought, that's dumb, man. How do you forgive somebody before they do something to you? You know? And so, I went on, you know, and so I started working on my heart, Johnny. I started working on my heart. I started saying, glory to God, I'm going to be a forgiver before they ever do anything to me. I'm going to set my heart to forgive, praise God, and I'm going before anybody ever does anything. And you know what it caused me to do? It caused me later on, somebody steals something to me, and I just sow it. I say, they didn't steal that. I give it to them, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that offer. That devil created an opportunity. See what it did for me? It caused me to forgive them and come back with the wisdom of God. See, when you do that, the wisdom of God comes to you, and then you do that, and then you get the results that God has spoke to you. You know, He says, give and it shall be given. Good measure pressed down, shaking together. It's coming, Johnny. Johnny reminds me of me, giving cars away. Oh, are you dumb? Drive them yourself. No, you can't help it. You want to be a giver. See, a thankful heart will cause you to be a giver. It'll cause you to sacrifice. When your heart is thankful, you're willing to sacrifice, praise God, for the Lord and for others. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we thank you.